Chairman, anytime you want to pick it off, I think we're within 5 seconds of being there.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the May 28, 2025 meeting of the McKinney Board of Adjustments. The Board of Adjustments is comprised of 5 members plus 2 alternates. I want to remind you that this meeting is being recorded and that we will all treat each other with respect, focus on the issue, and be concise in our comments. Your opinion is very important to us as they become part of the public record that is sent to the City Council as part of our minutes. Our quorum has been established for tonight's meeting, and our starting time is 6 o'clock. Okay, we'd like to call to order the meeting, and my name is Larry Jacobs, as I stated, and I serve as the chairman for this meeting. Also serving tonight, our members are Randall Wilder, James Jenkins, Deanna Kunkendall, and Eric Roberts. The purpose of the board is to hear appeals, special exceptions, variance requests, and amortizations relative to the zoning ordinance and other applicable ordinances of the City of McKinney, Texas. The authority of the Board of Adjustments is established in accordance with Texas LGC 211.008 et al., City Code 146-165. The appeal process of the board is the decision that is final. The decision may only be appealed by a petition to a district court, county court, or county court at law. Such a petition must be filed in 10 days after the decision is filed in the board's office. We'll go to our consent agenda this evening, which is item 25-2831, the minutes of the Board of Adjustments for our April 9, 2025 meeting. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes as written?
I move that the minutes be approved as written.
Second that.
The minutes have been motion and second. Motion by Mr. Randall and second by Mr. Roberts. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That is unanimously approved. It has been moved and second, and these minutes have been approved. We will go now to our regular agenda, and that agenda item for tonight is number 25-2832. Conduct a public hearing to consider, discuss, act on the request by applicant Paul Glover, representing Storage Choice McKinney Limited, to consider, discuss, and act on the appeal of the building official's decision regarding a violation of UDC Article 5, Section 504B2-LC, limiting the sign area on alternate sides of the building to 25 square feet. The applicant is requesting to install an attached sign of 120 square feet that reads public storage on the south elevation of the building. This request is on the property located at 7150 Craig Ranch Parkway, Lot 2R3 of Block A of the Southern Hills at Craig Ranch Commercial CMC Addition to the City of McKinney. Do I have a motion to open the public hearing for this agenda item?
I move that we open to the public.
It has been motioned by Mr. Roberts.
Second.
Second. By Mr. Jenkins. It has been moved and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. And we will continue. If anyone plans to address the Board of Adjustment or speak regarding this case, including attorneys and city staff, please stand and raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you are about to give in the case now being considered by the Board of Adjustments is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you so much. I would like to give an opportunity to the owner or the owners. Well, Ms. Arnold, would you provide your statement on behalf of the city?
Absolutely, Mr. Chairman. Well, this case is at 7150 Craig Ranch Parkway. The Board of Adjustment case number is BOA 2025-0026. To remind the board, the powers and duties of the Board of Adjustment under the Unified Development Code include acting as the signboard to consider meritorious exceptions. Tonight, we have our signboard hats on. Under the sign chapter in the UDC, the flexibility and relief procedures outlined in 503 include meritorious exceptions for variances from the sign code. The UDC lays out specific approval criteria, and do keep in mind, this is different than a basic zoning variance. It's not necessarily based on a hardship for the property, but it does lay out some specific criteria. The criteria that the board may or may not find applicable to this case include that the signage is creative, innovative, or otherwise visually appealing so as to result in a positive contribution to the built environment, that the sign contains architectural elements that positively supplements the visual environment, or that the regulations of this section just don't adequately describe or regulate it. That is, it's just not a good fit. Now, the applicable ordinance under attached signs, wall signs, the sign allowance for multiple frontages, Section C states that alternate signage is allowed on signs of the building not adjacent to a public right-of-way, not to exceed 25 square feet. In this case, the south face of the building or the south property line is adjacent to another property, not a right-of-way, and that's why the 25 square foot limitation came in. As the chairman stated, this is to discuss the request by applicant Paul Glover, representing Storage Choice McKinney. The appeal of the decision, really it was an advisement regarding the violation of UDC Article 5, Section 504B2A3C, which we just discussed. The applicant's requesting to install an attached sign of 120 square feet, and the sign is to state public storage on the south elevation of this building. As you can tell from the description of the business at hand, this is a storage facility. A history of the case, the applicant and or their sign company applied for and received sign permits for multiple signs on and around the property. I think there are a couple on the east side, a freestanding side, and one on the other, on the, I guess, the west side. Sign package included a sign in the proposed location that complies with the 25 square foot limitation. Now, there was, this is a change of business name for the same facility. It was previously known as CubeSmart, and there was an existing sign in that location that was 82 square feet. Now, I will tell you, that exceeds the 25 square feet. It was permitted in error. So, 25 square feet is the rule, 82 square feet was approved previously, and 120 square feet is the request. This site is located very near the intersection of Craig Ranch Parkway and the Sam Rayburn Tollway. You can see it fronts to the east-ish onto Craig Ranch Parkway, but it's just a step away from the tollway. So the proposed sign is on the south elevation facing out toward the tollway. There is one intervening property, and that is a 7-Eleven and gas station. So the subject building is about a three-story storage facility, and of course the gas station is just a little one-story convenience store. So there is a line of sight from the freeway that they're trying to take advantage of. Again, convenience store between the site and the Sam Rayburn Tollway. Now, to the west is large-scale commercial, including a Lowe's. So, as far as the physical size of the building and related signage, it's kind of in context with what continues on to the west, fronting on the tollway. There's single-family residential to the north, northwest, and kind of a green space to the east. The applicant provided some photos for this presentation. This is the old CubeSmart sign. This is the one that measured 82 square feet, and this is the proposed location for the new sign. You can kind of see that the building was sort of built with this feature area over the glass corner for signage. These are signs on the east side, two attached signs and the freestanding sign that have already been changed to public storage. And here are some views from 7-Eleven. So you can see that with the size of the storage building, you can see it pretty clearly over the convenience store and the canopy. So you've got the line of sight that we're working with. And another from the 7-Eleven parking lot looking toward it. It's got, the building has a presence beyond the convenience store. Here's the application. The applicant points out that it's facing toward the south. It's not facing any residential area. Public safety will not be adversely affected by this variance. And the applicant argues that the current allowable square footage of 25 square feet will not be legible from the same Sam Rayburn. That's the remainder of the application. And this is just a chunk of the letter that accompanied the application. Again, states they were informed by the city of McKinney that signage on the south elevation was limited to 25 square feet. Points out that the CubeSmart sign was 82 square feet, and due to the building's orientation and visibility, a 25 square foot sign would not provide adequate legibility from the Sam Rayburn Tollway, which of course would be the primary traffic route to try to attract attention. And with the 7-Eleven intervening, it affects that as well. The proposed signage, due to its elevated placement, will not adversely affect the 7-Eleven or surrounding businesses. Moreover, there are no residential properties located to the south of the facility. These are the actual proposed drawings for the sign. You know, it's in that little corner of the glass area, that little feature area for signage they have on up top. The sign would be 26 foot 8 inches by 4 foot 6 inches. The applicant, of course, provided details with the sign package. This is aluminum and acrylic, illuminated attached sign, pretty typical. And this is a site plan with the entire sign package. We showed you an image of the east elevation. It's got a couple of attached signs plus the monument sign out front. And then one on the opposite corner, that N01 is the location being proposed on the south side on that corner. As far as precedent, the city did grant a meritorious exception to a similar case where someone was asking for a sign larger than the secondary frontage allowance within the last couple of years, and it was approved because it was in context with the architecture, and that was administratively approved as a meritorious exception. Context-wise, this is in line with some larger commercial properties to the west, as I said, fronting on Sam Rayburn. So as far as just the visual landscape, it would not be out of place with larger scale signs that are on the neighboring businesses going down that direction. Of course, the rules are different for those. Those have actual frontage on Sam Rayburn and therefore are allowed a lot more signage than this particular ordinance would dictate, but still, visually, it's not out of character. Okay, asterisk on this is, bear in mind, we did not have a quorum for the last time we attempted this meeting. So we actually sent the same notices to the same people twice. And we had three people respond twice the same way. So I'm going to call it 21 notices and three respondents, even though it was actually six responses because their responses were duplicating themselves. All three of those that did respond were against. I could read you a little bit. One of the ones that protested this was with the management company for the Property Owners Association for Craig Ranch. Their objection was simply that at the time of their response, the applicant had not completed the approval process through the Property Owners Association. We had one who gave no reason at all, and one who didn't seem overly fond of the building in general and implied that the existing signage was already excessive and had some concerns about illumination in general for this property. And that it was obviously one of the residential properties. So, as always, the board has the option to approve, deny, or make modifications to the request. Does the board have any questions for staff?
In regards to one of those three complaints that said that the applicant had not yet completed the appropriate application process with the association relevant to them, has that process since happened? Have they gone through that, or are we in this board superseding that process? Do we know anything
from a legal standpoint, it doesn't matter. I mean, at the conclusion of your questions for staff, you can question the applicant and see where that stands.
Fair enough. Thank you.
Any other questions?
Not at this time.
Thank you, Ms. Allman.
Thank you.
At this time, we would like to give an opportunity to the owner or the owner's representative to make any comments about this agenda. Please state your name and address for the record, please.
Paul Glover, 41 Stage Cliff, Dallas, Texas. I really don't have a lot to add to what Susan said, but we ended up on the slide that showed the top side, you had all the end signs on that building, at N3 on the west side facing the shopping area. We ended up not putting that sign there just because it's another 25 square foot sign, and we didn't put a that one. So we did not do N03 that faces that theater and stuff there to the west, just because it's just so small. It's really not. We don't want to spend the money to do that. I didn't know the error was made on the first time around with CubeSmart. That's the first time I've heard that. I was told by the sign company that it was a change or something in ordinance, so I didn't know there was an error on the first sign. So that's really what I was asking for, is can we just go back with what we had or what we got approved the first time, and I put a 25 square foot sign there facing Sam Rayburn. It's just so small, it's not going to be legible. I'm also the first time I'm hearing about the HOA.
Nobody's contacted
me on that. So that's the first I'm hearing back. So to answer your question, I haven't done anything.
Sure.
Didn't know we were required. I hired a sign company. I don't think we did the first time around, to be honest with you. Because I used the same sign company that did the CubeSmart signage.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the first I'm hearing about the HOA.
Ms. Owen, could you clarify from that person that opposed it, what were they referencing that the applicant failed to do? Was there something specific, like which association they failed to apply through? I'm a little confused.
This was from the management company that deals with the HOA.
For the residential, like the Ashton Woods neighborhood that's adjacent to the north?
Yeah, this is from a Chris Sims, operation manager with Craig Ranch Community Management Associates, said you need to, your responsibility in the deed restrictions and commercial design guidelines to submit an ACC request online, and then mentions photos and renderings.
Is that an association that you guys are a part of?
I honestly have never even heard of that association. I don't think we pay dues to that association.
Interesting.
We, We've owned it now for a couple of years.
It does seem odd to me.
Yeah, I don't
to have a neighborhoods association having something to
I
do with the commercial entity.
In the past, in Houston, that were part of an HOA that was storage. I'm in the storage business.
Mm-hmm.
I've had properties that were in HOAs
mm-hmm.
in Houston, but I've never heard of that HOA, and I don't think I paid dues to that HOA.
One would say
they haven't billed me, so
yeah.
You did.
They may now, but
I'd be happy to provide you with this woman's contact.
Well, I'd rather not.
Rather
not. I'll have them reach out to me. You can give them my contact. So I don't have any further thing else to add besides that.
Mr. Chairman, may we question the applicant?
My question is in regard for it, you've changed signs. All the other signs that used to be cube storage. What was their dimension?
So the sign that we're talking about, NO1, mm-hmm. that faces Sam Raymer Tollway, you said 82 square
82.
Feet.
Uh-huh.
Right.
So what about NO2?
NO2 is the same size that we're requesting. It's 120 square feet. When you saw a picture of that side,
okay.
Can you go to that picture of the sign that faces Craig Ranch Parkway. Yeah, that sign, that's the sign that faces Craig Ranch Parkway to the east. And so what we're asking is just that same exact sign facing on that other face right there that faces the Sam Raymer.
And this bottom picture over here is the same dimensions of the sign, it's just further north
of
that same facade.
Yes, sir, same dimensions.
Okay. So basically, you're just looking for consistent signage on the two faces.
Yeah, I think
if
you put a different size on it, I think it wouldn't look right if you went with a different size on the south elevation. But.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but at that vertical position, it puts it pretty level with the overpass of the freeway, right?
Yeah, I was driving. I drove that way today to get here, and you can when you're driving east, you can see the. That face of where we're asking to put that sign,
yeah,
that's kind of where it is. It's right there. That's shot from Sam Raymer.
I'm pretty familiar with the area. I used to have an office right on the other side of that Ashton Woods development.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I thought that overpass and where the signage is are probably pretty close to level with each other.
Yeah, you can imagine that sign. I guess is a CubeSmart sign, so it's 82 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
And if you did a 25 foot sign, which is what, a quarter of that, it's just
the size of that cube.
Yeah. It's not going to be legible. So.
Well, and from your business perspective, having an illuminated sign with that much visibility
hurt.
To the overpass has significant intangible benefits to your company.
Doesn't hurt, for sure.
Yeah.
I'm thinking there's a sign on one side that's a particular size. Well, that sets precedence for the other sign that they're applying for. Why can't they just go ahead and why couldn't they just go ahead and put a sign of basically the same size, there, when even though it was by error, it's there.
It's the ordinance.
It was because the ordinance is written
as
such.
Can you go to the meritorious exemption criteria? So that's essentially what the request is to give an exemption for this, and so it has to meet one of those three criteria that's outlined. Is that correct?
There are guidelines, but yes, however the board chooses to interpret those things.
So, I guess my question is to the applicant, do you feel like you've met one of those thresholds in order for us to approve?
Do I have met B?
Consistency would seem to indicate that B has been met. In my opinion,
So you're putting the equality on the corner.
And I think I think A, if we're meeting A. I think to have that public sign is appealing. If I leave that wall, if I leave that area blank, I don't think it's visually appealing versus having the signage there. Because it looks like a sign belongs on that face.
Right.
On the building, anyway, it was built from an architecture standpoint to have a sign there.
Given the offset from the street and the fact that there is literally a gas station in between the building and the frontage road, I see not much merit to anyone saying, well, you shouldn't have a sign there.
Yeah.
So I think really the only question comes down to us approving the variance from the 25 square feet, which I'm inclined to approve, I think, given the argument. It makes sense with the rest of the building.
So if the city has administratively approved these in the past, that are these types, why did they not feel that this would be adequate for an administrative approval?
The degree of deviation is the reason.
Because the requested signage is four times the ordinance.
No, I get that. I get that. But if they've approved this type for precedent's sake, if they've approved this before, but not this time, that's why. So you're saying in the other cases where you did, it was okay to approve it administratively. It wasn't this excessive as far as signage or...
Correct.
Okay. Can you give me some examples of when you did approve?
There was one approval. I don't remember what the... There's only one that we did administratively. It was for a new office building, and the sign area was a part of the architectural design, and it happened to be facing away from the driveway.
But that's the only time that you've granted?
That's the only time I have personally granted. The UDC gives me the right to grant or boot it to y'all. In this case, you can count on anything major being booted to y'all.
That's literally why this board exists, as a sign board.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm satisfied. I don't have any further comments or questions.
Well, you know, I'm looking at, and I'm thinking of the highway, or the tollway, rather. And if I looked over there, I don't see any illumination that would create any type of driving hazard. That's what I'm thinking about it in regard for what he's wanting, what's wanting to be done. I'm thinking of it as a safety factor in regard for a person just glancing over and see what light, it feels real bright, white or yellow or something of that nature that would illuminate, that would cause disruption as far as driving on the tollway. I don't see anything of that nature, and I'm looking at this right here, and this, that's enhancing right there. So,
was the previous sign illuminated, do you know?
Yes.
Okay. So there's no inconsistency there.
It's going from a red to an orange.
Yeah. And it's acrylic with luminance. It's not projecting light beyond the parameters of the sign.
Right. Right.
So it's a backlit acrylic sign with LED projection. So.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything.
I don't take from that, but I do know that based on what the city said, it was allowed by mistake.
Yeah.
Correct.
Which, meaning simply that it didn't go before this body to get approval last time for the 82 square feet variance. That's what my mistake was, right? Because this board didn't see that one.
That is my understanding. There's not a history of a BOA case on that.
Okay.
So I'd have to say, for me personally, I don't see that a mistake sets the precedent. I think it's where we've allowed exceptions in the past to the ordinance. As the president puts it.
Any other questions?
As far as a distraction, cell phones are probably more distraction than this.
Yeah, I would say that's a fair statement.
Yeah. Okay, we do have, for the record, let's note that we do have 21 letters received, and thank you, sir, for your remarks and statements. Any other questions? If there are not any other questions, do I have a motion to close the public hearing?
So moved.
So moved by Mr. Jenkins.
Second.
Second by Mr. Randall. All in favor?
Aye.
The ayes have it. The motion has been approved to close it. I gathered that from the previous, there are no other discussion in regard for this agenda item.
No, sir.
Okay. We have all had the opportunity to consider the agenda. Do I have a motion regarding this agenda item? I will repeat the motion on the floor. The motion regarding this item has been presented by board member.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the variance request as it has been written.
By board member Eric Roberts.
Second.
Second by Mr. Jenkins. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it unanimously.
Oh, no.
Opposed? Opposed? The ayes have it. The motion has been accepted and approved. So I guess that's it, huh?
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, you have to reread the motion for the
Okay, it's been moved and seconded based on the evidence and the record that the board approved the request by the applicant Paul Glover representing Storage Choice McKinney Limited to consider, discuss, act on the appeal of the building official's decision regarding a violation of UDC Article 5, Section 504B283C, limiting the sign of 120 square feet that reads public storage on the south elevation of the building. This request is on the property located at 7150 Craig Ranch Parkway, Lot 2R3 of Block A of the Southern Hills at Craig Ranch Commercial CMC addition to the city of McKinney, Texas. The agenda item is approved.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we adjourn the meeting.
It has been motioned by Mr. Roberts for adjournment.
Second.
Second by Mr. Randall. All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.
Time is 6:30.
Sorry to make y'all come out for one meeting.
And the time is 6:32 p.m.
You just have to apply fresh because the application that was approved.
See if you guys
sound good. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, ma'am.